As we prepare our hearts for the Lord's table, at this time we will call forward our deacons. And as they're coming forward, I'd like to read to you a passage written by the Apostle Paul. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, "For I received from the Lord, which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'The cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." You know, the word love is tossed around a lot today in the culture. It's used so frequently, I'm not even sure most of us know what it means anymore. But I very much appreciated the verse that Bruce brought to our attention a little earlier. Romans 5 and verse 10. "For God demonstrated his love," demonstrated, "that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Christianity is about a demonstration, a tangible, sacrificial demonstration of God for the human race. God just doesn't tell us he loves us. That probably would be enough. But he demonstrated his love by correcting a problem for us that we couldn't correct, the sin problem. And that involved, when you look at the totality of the Bible, Jesus Christ sacrificing his body in our place and spilling his blood. Jesus Christ sacrificing his body in our place, spilling his blood in our place. You can't get more sacrificial than that, can you? You can't get more demonstrative than that. And the communion table is really designed to give us some clues or some cues of a visual nature to remind us of the demonstrated love of God. The bread would represent his body, which was sacrificed in our place. The cup would represent his blood, which was spilled on our behalf. This is an open table. Anybody can partake of it. You don't need to be a member of Sugar Land Bible Church to participate. The only thing we ask is that you, in fact, are a Christian, a believer. You have trusted in this provision. And if perhaps you've never trusted in this provision, an opportunity will be given at the conclusion of this service to trust in this provision. But this is designed to bring to our minds what Jesus did for us, the demonstrated love of God, and to help us leave here as true worshipers with an attitude of gratitude, sort of being in awe of what we have in God because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So at this time, we will distribute the bread. Remembering the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall we eat together? The book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and verse 22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Unless Jesus had demonstrated his love for us in a tangible way by spilling his blood on our behalf, salvation would be an impossibility for the human race. But now the gate of salvation has been thrown wide open because of what Jesus did. And part of that was his blood cleanses us from all sin. So these are some things that we are to keep in the foremost of our mind as we distribute the cup. Thank you. and remembering the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall we drink together. Father, we remain in awe of what you've demonstrated to us in terms of your love for us through the atoning death of Jesus Christ. Help us to leave here understanding that while salvation is free to us, it was never free to Christ, the second member of the Godhead who paid such a great price to gain for us so great a salvation. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and God's people said, Amen.